From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Bolivia's president, Evo Morales, has made good on a campaign promise and seized control of his country's natural gas production. Morales says nationalizing the gas fields will end years of plunder by foreign companies. The takeover is part of a growing trend in Latin America in which governments are seizing control of their natural resources.
Take the situation in Venezuela. President Hugo Chavez has seized majority stakes in 21 foreign oil projects. Those moves have increased tension with major oil companies. Chavez says the companies earn huge profits, and that money should be benefiting his country. From Caracas, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
President Chavez says his country is restoring sovereignty over its oil industry, which his predecessors had opened up to foreign investment. After a year-long process, the government canceled more than two dozen foreign operating agreements. An official website charges pre-Chavez-era bureaucrats with sloppy management and foreign companies with paying too little taxes. Chavez told a crowd in Caracas last week that in his country's economic revolution, capitalists will not be coddled. We have to perform an exorcism on capitalism, he says. The objective is to create a society of equals where there is no exclusion, no poverty, to progress, he says, towards socialism. To loud cheers, Chavez says, the oil belongs to Venezuela and its people. It is not, he says, limited to the elite. Joint ventures with the state-owned oil company, PDVSA, have replaced the service agreements that foreign companies signed with the government in the 1990s to drill oil for a fee in Venezuela's marginal fields. Under the new regime, private oil companies hold equity, but only a minority stake. The National Assembly, comprised exclusively of Chavez supporters, is set this week to approve 21 joint ventures in which PDVSA will hold at least 60% interest. Lawmakers swap stories and talk shop in the palm-lined courtyard. Representative Angel Rodriguez heads the Permanent Commission on Energy and Mines. Venezuelans talk of sowing oil like seeds. Rodriguez says oil money is being plowed into the poorest areas of the country, literacy campaigns, primary schools, feeding centers, and health programs, and says under a new hydrocarbon law, the state is entitled to a majority interest in the country's oil deals. He also says it's not uncommon for governments to change the terms of contracts when oil prices rise.
Una cosa en tu casa.
If you're in your own house, you cannot accept someone coming in and trying to rule your house. It's a problem of authority. And if I have the legislative opportunity to acquire more taxes to develop the potential of my country, then why not do it?
Foreign oil companies will now pay 50% tax and 30% royalties. But the government will also pay compensation for contracts that were cut at least 6 years short by the joint ventures. Industry analysts say the companies were reluctant to agree to the new, tougher terms, but most of them, 16 in all, did. Roger Tiso is Latin America director for PFC Energy Consultancy Group.
I don't think the end game is to see companies leave. The government still sees a very important role for the private companies. The difficulty is finding that equilibrium in which the private companies understand that the rules of the game are different, but they know they have an ability to still be profitable.
Production moved from 3 million barrels to 25,000 barrels.
At an oil conference last week in Caracas, Chevron, who's been here since the 1920s, spoke of its plans. Venezuela has some of the world's largest untapped reserves, minus the volatility of the Middle East. The country is already OPEC's third largest producer. Despite the current turmoil in the Venezuelan market, Chevron Latin America Exploration and Production Chief Ali Moshiri says his company is in no way on a collision course with Venezuela.
Not at all. We got to start talking about cooperation. You got to recognize that despite of what is said in media about Venezuela, in respect to what's going on in other nations that provide crude, Venezuela is still a good place to do business.
Mosheri told the conferees that Venezuela's vast reservoir of heavy crude makes the country an excellent bet well into the future now that the era of cheap oil is over.
So why we are focusing on heavy oil? It's a sense of urgency, not the sense of luxury.
Deposits in Venezuela's huge Orinoco Belt are estimated at some 235 billion barrels, rivaling Canada's as the hemisphere's largest. Over time, they're expected to provide the bulk of Venezuela's crude. Chevron, Exxon, British Petroleum, and others have invested billions in four major projects to develop Venezuela's heavy oil belt in tandem with the state oil company. They're now producing a quarter of the 2.6 million barrels that OPEC says Venezuela produces each day. Government officials have speculated that a majority takeover by the state could be in the offing. Neither PDVSA nor the oil ministry was available for comment. Economist and former PDVSA board member Jose Toro Hardy, who is critical of the Chavez government, says the state oil company may be unprepared to manage such huge projects. Moreover, economist Orlando Ochoa says that changing the contracts that govern the Orinoco projects could harm Venezuela.
That will scare off foreign investment, because it means that you cannot trust the contracts and the legal basis of the nation.
Investors are closely watching as Venezuela's pro-autonomy fervor spreads throughout Latin America. The move in Bolivia yesterday, when President Evo Morales sent troops to occupy the country's natural gas fields, is the most dramatic step yet in the continent's growing desire to exert greater ownership over increasingly valuable resources. Peru and Ecuador are also embroiled in debates over their dealings with transnationals. Rafael Quiros, a former director of PDVSA, says the era of weak national sovereignty is over.
Esos tiempos quedaron relegados atrás.
Those times have been relegated to the past, he says. And practically for the first time, Quiros adds, Latin America, and of course Venezuela, is ready to define its own political and economic discourse. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.